Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about this last year, some of the highlights of 2023.
Let's talk about them. The Oklahoma Beef Council was a proud supporter of the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300 at Daytona, where we helped fund beef television commercials for the race with a viewership of 1.69 million NASCAR fans. We had a partnership with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, where we created a video series for consumers showcasing the sustainability of wheat and stalker cattle. We also developed 22 recipe videos that reached consumers a million times on social media. And e-commerce promotions, as a result of our investments, were able to drive $2.62 million in trackable beef sales in Oklahoma. We also helped fund beef demos in 835 retail outlets in Japan, which is a part of driving more than 7 million pounds of U.S. beef sales in Japan. All in all, we have a lot to be proud of in 2023, and we look forward to executing beef demand building programs in 2024.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more by going to drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson said good news is it looks like for wheat, prices are starting to settle down.
Well, I think prices are starting to settle down a little bit. We had some sales at the beginning of the year. There'll be a few more coming in that might impact the prices. You look at wheat, you know, you go back to late November, early December, $6.08. I got down to $5.65. We're still getting those 12 and 14 cent price moves up and down. A wheat price is around 575 now. You can forward contract for 580 in northern Oklahoma, about 30 cents less than that in southern Oklahoma, maybe a dime or so higher if you go out to the panhandle. If you look at what's going to impact those prices, our next harvest coming up in the world will be India, Pakistan, North Africa, but none of those countries exports. The good news is that the U.S. winter wheat crop is the next crop to hit the export. So the market's going to watch that crop. They're going to look at the planted acres, and they're going to look at crop conditions.
Soybeans have been trending down for a little bit.
We just had a the poster child went to a downtrend. Looks like they bottomed out somewhere around $11.91. You know, they came down from a little over 13 there. But a giver watches South America. Brazil just started their soybean harvest. The United States export about 28% of the world's soybeans. Brazil, 58%. And China imports 61% of all those exported beans. So what's controlling price? We're watching Brazil's harvest and watching what China does. Do they buy from us or do they buy from Brazil? You forward contract for 24 delivery, somewhere around $11.35.
Dr. Anderson says good news is fertilizer prices have finally gone down.
Well, I've got some just average fertilizer prices. You look at DAP 18-20-0, you know, this time last year, around $900, just below that. They're down to around $680 a ton right now. You got urea 46-00. It was up around $750 last year. Now down around $530 to $540 a ton. And you look at potash, it's came down from about $750 somewhere in there down to around $500. So I think these are prices that producers can use when they're budgeting things out. Of course, their local supplier is going to have slightly different prices than these. The good news, we've seen prices for fertilizers come down from somewhere to 20 to 30% from last year, and that's good news.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. As a livestock producer, you want to make sure you're always protecting your investments and your bottom line. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, might be for you. Clay Bertram at Ag Risk and Apache tells us more.
The key things about LRP is, number one, you don't have to sell your cattle. Number two, it's not a morbidity policy. And number three, it gives you that peace of mind to sleep at night.
To speak with the folks at Ag Risk Management and Insurance at Apache, call 580-588-5099. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.